challenges are not only nothing new to Idaho, they're nothing new to many states. There's already been over 100 challenges, I think it is now, to state legislative plans. There are somewhere between 27 and 30 states that have now at least drawn up a plan. A lot of those are under litigation now. A few of those have already been struck down, including Hawaii and Colorado. So the legislators and the commissioners' work is largely done, and the lawyers' work is just beginning.
Is it fair to say that this challenge portion of the process is a normal part of the process?
Oh, absolutely. Between 85 and 90% of all redistricting plans are challenged. I mean, it is absolutely just a normal part of the process. Every redistricting in Idaho since the 1960s, when this really became an issue, every one of them has been challenged in court. Most of them have actually been overturned, but not all of them. There's always somebody that's going to be unhappy with the outcome of a plan, be it drawn by the legislature or by a commission, and they're going to challenge it. And sometimes they're successful and sometimes they aren't. But yes, it's very much part of the process.
There's a lot of inside baseball, so to speak, when it comes to shifting around Idaho's political lines. How much does the average voter pay attention to this, and should they?
The answer to the first question is I don't think they pay that much attention to it, because you're right. It's the kind of thing that political junkies pay attention to, and certainly people who follow the legislature and the potential candidates themselves pay a lot of attention to this. It is a really interesting exercise in the type of democracy that the United States has. That is, because we have an electoral system that's based largely on electing one person per district, what are known as single-member districts, redistricting is a really important part of that. You know, if you had an electoral system like many countries do that is regionally based or at large, where you're electing everybody in a proportional representation system, redistricting doesn't even exist by definition. And so this is an issue that is particularly important in the United States and other countries that have electoral systems similar to ours, as opposed to many European countries, for example. They don't even understand what all this business is about. This redistricting thing is just weird to them. But it's very much a part of our system. Should people pay attention to it? I don't think they're going to pay as much attention to it as they are the economy, as they are the presidential election, as they are to whether the Broncos get into a BCS bowl or not. But it's important, you know, on the edges at least. It's important because the representatives they have or the people for whom they will be voting may very well change depending on, you know, on the way these districts get shifted around. And certainly it matters in the sense that as populations shift in a state, over time, political power shifts in a state as well. Now, that's kind of a long-term effect. That's not quite as immediate as drawing the lines right now and whether the line is drawn down Fairview Avenue or down Chendon Avenue. But it clearly has an effect on who your representative is, what your choices are for voting, and certainly it affects who's likely to run and where they're likely to run.
Does it have as big an effect in Idaho as in other states? If I'm in Idaho, my chances are that even if my district changes dramatically, I'm still going to have Republican representatives.
Yeah, that's true. When you have a state that is, you know, basically what you have in Idaho is an oligarchy. And when you have one party that is so dominant and in control for so long, it matters less probably than it does in a state where the outcome is in question. It can affect factional control. That is, which part of the Republican Party has control. You know, and that can be important from a policy point of view.